This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Hope your week is starting off well. It's Mike Elam, and fall showed up. When the heck did that happen? All of a sudden, I walked outside today and went, hey, it was just like 90 on Saturday. And then all of a sudden, I think we're approaching 60 degrees right now. It's kind of where we're sitting. Sunny and 58 is what my monitor is telling me right now. So it's chilly. Hello, Ethan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Mike?
So as you may have heard, Annie Fry's not here today. So
Mike
Elam is here. You look around the studio and I go, there's no Brad. I look around the studio, there's no Ryan Wiggins, which means the inmates are here. We've got the keys to the asylum, man. We may have the B team here, but we've got an A lineup for you, folks. We've got all kinds of folks. We are going to talk with Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, who is all teed up, and we're going to have him on in just a second. Brian Westbrook is going to join us later on. He's the executive director of the founder of A Coalition of Life. He is going to talk about Amendment 3. There is a lot of stuff, by the way, in Amendment 3 that no one is talking about. So we're going to talk about that so you can kind of understand a little bit more of what's going on with that. There is no Ryan Wiggins, but Ethan is doing Wiggins America, or what we're calling...
whatever you want to call it, Mike.
I was hoping you had a name. I was just peeing it up for you there, man.
Well, I think that they called it Ethan America last time. That's pretty boring. So I got nothing. We'll have to work on a better nickname.
We'll
maybe we can leave that to the fans.
So there you go. Log in and let us know what you think. By the way, while you're there, our YouTube live chat poll of the day: what has hurt Kamala more? Here's your choices: her lack of interviews, her media blitz, what I'll call her softball interviews that she completely trashes, or nothing. She's killing it, which, according to all the polls, that's kind of what she's doing lately. She's killing her numbers, and she's helping Donald Trump. A guy who has been killing it for the last 2 years, driving the wheels off the bus, and I mean that literally, is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, and he is kicking us off in A-style with the beginning of the show. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. And certainly you guys aren't the B team. You're absolutely the A team today. There's no two ways about it.
Well, it makes us look a whole lot better when you kick off the big show and you have Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe leading off everything. Hey, I know you're super busy, and I appreciate you making some time to be on the radio with us today. Where do we find you, by the way?
We're on our way to Freeburg. It's Buy Missouri Week. And we promote our office, and many of your legislators promote companies that make products right in their own backyard at all 114 counties. And so today we're starting off Buy Missouri Week at Quaker Window in Freeburg, Missouri. It's right in the middle of Osage County. So it's a great area of our state, real hard work ethic people. They make a fabulous window. Missourians can buy the best quality windows for home or commercial right out of Freeburg, Missouri.
You know, our manufacturing business in the state of Missouri just keeps improving, doesn't it?
It is good. And, you know, if you've been around Governor Parson lately, our Department of Economic Development team that we have some great people on, we're in the top five of adding manufacturing jobs. And in certain tech manufacturing, we're in the top five. I mean, We have done a really good job of making sure people know that we have a good work ethic, that we've worked really hard for the last several years, again, with legislators to work on workforce development. So we have a trained workforce working with our community colleges, our vocational tech schools, our four-year institutions, making sure that employers here have the people they need to fill those roles.
You know, and I think our proximity in the middle of the country is really a key selling point that we haven't made enough of. And I appreciate you and Governor Parson have been banging that drum, because if you think about it, if you make it in Missouri and you get it to the airport, we can have it anywhere in the United States in 4 hours.
Absolutely. Well, you want to get product in, raw materials, right? And then when you make something, you want to get it back out, more importantly, to sell it. And we are at the center of shipping logistics across the country here. Four of our five major airports are new. I'm hoping that we get some good news on Lambert and some, you know, kind of a public-private partnership and some opportunities there sometime in the future. I'm optimistic we can do that. But we have the second and third largest rail hubs in Kansas City and St. Louis. We have riverport investments, incredible shipping up and down our rivers, which is something other states would die for. And then our interstate system, as you know, we put record funding into now six-laning I-70, led by Lincoln Huff out of Springfield and Governor Parson and others. And just this last session put some additional resources in 44 down in the Springfield corridor. So we're there. We just need to make sure we continue to sell what a great state we have.
So as you've been traveling around the state, I should ask you, what number visit are you up to on the bus now?
I think we lost track, as far as that is to believe.
You were way past the 200.
10 weeks leading up to the primary, in 10 weeks we did 235 stops, and I'm sure we're well over 100 since then. So I'm going to say we're probably in the mid-threes for stops. We'll do multiple this week, multiple next week, and we're working hard. Just 22 days out till Missouri picks their next governor, and we'd really be honored to earn the support of Missourians all across the state. We think we've got a great vision for the state, and we can really take us to the next level.
I'm curious, as you've been traveling for the general election as opposed to the primary, are you hearing the issues change, or are they pretty much the same issues that you were hearing before?
No, when we were going into the primary, we were listening to all Missourians. Obviously, the primary was about, in both parties, running against people in your own party. But crime, Mike, is continuing to be the number one issue that people really want to see their neighborhoods safe. They want to make sure we're backing the men and ladies who keep our neighborhoods safe and making sure they get the resources they need, the personnel they need right there in the St. Louis area. St. Louis City is down 330 officers as of today. On the other side of the state, Kansas City is over 300 down. St. Louis County is multiple officers down. We need to make sure we get the resources to these folks to give them the tools they need and the people they need to protect those communities. Because you can talk about economic development, education reform, and all the things we'd like to get done, but it starts with a foundation of a safe community for any business, for their employees, or for people who work in the areas and live in the areas we want to locate. We're going to continue to work on crime, and that is our day one plan when our hand comes off the Bible, should we be fortunate enough to win Missourians' trust.
Well, I know East-West Gateway just had a meeting last week that's a follow-up on their, they're calling it a crime summit, I guess, of trying to put more focus on that and get the St. Louis region cleaned up. I really honestly don't know where that's going to go, but I appreciate the fact that it is a main priority for you. As you've always talked about, as soon as your hand comes off the Bible, that's the first priority that you're going to hit to. I'm assuming
it
this,
is. I'm sorry. We actually have, we were very fortunate. You and I have talked about this many times, and you've been a big help in this. We have the endorsement of all the major law enforcement, all the law enforcement agencies actually statewide. And they're right now, we're not assuming anything. We're not putting the cart before the horse, but we don't want to wait either. They're actually working along with Andrew Bailey, the sheriffs, the chiefs, the FOP, the State Troopers Association. They're working to put pieces of this plan together so that we know what we have when we're off and running. And I've already worked with the majority leader in the Senate, who will soon be the Senate pro tem, Cindy O'Loughlin, we believe, and for sure the Speaker-elect John Patterson in Kansas City, on the priorities we're going to need in the legislature. So we're going to use all the tools we can. The Attorney General is going to use the tools he has. We'll use executive orders for things that we can get done, and then we'll use elected officials to work on statute changes where needed to make sure we really put some teeth into this plan.
How have the turnout changed from where you were in the primary to now when you're going to these different stops? Are you seeing about the same number of people? Are you seeing more? I'm just curious what's out there on the ground these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement out there, but we can't, you know, let our foot off the gas. We can't assume anything. We've got to make sure that we continue to work hard all the way through November 5th. I think personally we need a change in Washington, D.C., and the administration that we have now has just absolutely opened our borders, created inflation, just created a lot of problems for our country. So there's excitement, to answer your question, not only about what's going to happen for Missouri in our campaign. We're in Charleston, Missouri, for instance, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in a public library parking lot and had just a load of people come out to meet us and talk about the election. But we got to make sure that we keep that excitement level so people are enthusiastic about Donald J. Trump. I think I believe that he will make the best change for our country, and I hope other Missourians and people around the country come to that same conclusion as we look at the facts and get closer to November 5th.
I know one of the big things that people are looking forward to with President Trump getting in office is turning this economy around and trying to get us energy independent and get prices more affordable at the grocery store again, which, you know, Joe Biden keeps telling us the economy's in great shape. I guess it hasn't made it to the grocery store yet is kind of where we're at. But once you get things rolling with safe communities, and I think that's really the foundation for any community, any state, any nation to grow off of, you're really turning your focus towards cutting taxes and getting the economy rolling in Missouri again, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know what any store that President Biden or any of his cabinet might be shopping at. But if you look at it, I tell people all the time, Mike, and you know this, if you look at what you paid for a 2x4 for a gallon of milk, it doesn't matter from 2016 to 2020. That number is much, much higher right now from since 2020 through today. And it is about energy independence. We were exporting energy under the Trump administration, and now we're importing it. Our costs have gone up because of that. It's just out of control. And you're right. We need a change at the national level, but our economic development plan puts more money back into Missourians' pockets, continuing to cut taxes like we have been over the last several years. We've taken Missouri's income tax from 6% to 4.7%. I'd like to take that to zero because I say all the time, Missourians can spend their money better than any politician, any elected official. Nothing intended for any elected officials that are listening all the time. And so we need to let Missourians take that money, spend it in the market. Our economy will be much, much stronger.
I know you're careful not to get ahead and not to take anything for granted, but you mentioned the Senate, you mentioned the House. How is the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House looking? Are you going to keep that overwhelming majority, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be, we have to. I know you're having a gentleman on who's a very important issue. You and I know a lot and heard a lot about with Amendment 3. That's troublesome to me. I personally think that's probably one of the worst constitutional amendments that we've seen on the ballot since I've been voting for 42 years. But that's going to bring out different models of voters. And we need to make sure that, A, hopefully, and I pray and hope that we can defeat Amendment 3. But these House and Senate races across the state are really critical. We have a really critical one there in St. Louis County, Senate 15, where Andrew Koenig is term limited out. We have David Gregory running there, great candidate. So we'd like to keep that seat Republican. So we're working very hard on that. And there's some seats up in the Kansas City area, Senate 11 and Senate 17, that we're working really hard to get great candidates through the race there. So we've got some challenges we want to continue to work on. St. Charles County, as you know, has got a Senate race for Senator Igel's previous seat. So all of those seats we've got to pay attention to. We've got to make sure we get our conservative, Christian-minded voters out to vote on these issues and keep Missouri in the right direction.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, I appreciate your time today. I know you're squeezing us in while you're running around the state. By the way, have you filled up the other side of the bus yet with signatures?
We just start doing that, actually, in Charleston and Scott City this weekend. Actually, Dexter, Charleston, and Scott City. We all let people on the other side of the bus, and they all want to be on the passenger side because that's where Ozzie Smith's signature is and Gary Pinkel. So they want to be around those guys. But we're moving them on to the driver's side, and people are happy to be able to get to sign the other side, and we're collecting hundreds of signatures every week.
Well, I wish you the very best in your travels. Good luck in these last 22 days. And again, we appreciate you making time to be on with the Annie Fry Show.
All right, buddy. It's always great to be on my hometown of St. Louis, and I appreciate you having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today on the Annie Fry Show. Somebody asked earlier, is Annie on vacation? Yes. So Annie was off on Friday, and she extended to today. And I guess for a celebration of Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day or Monday, whatever you want to call it, Brad and Ryan decided to take the day off because Annie's not here, so they're going to take the day off. But Mike and Ethan are here. So we've got a rock star lineup of stuff to talk about today. It's pretty good when you kick off the show with Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and him being on the road. And it is by Missouri week, by the way. So this week is all about trying to encourage people to buy products and services that are right here in the state of Missouri and help boost our economy. One of the things that you need to understand, though, is we are 22 days out from our election. Actually, in a lot of communities, you can already vote. We're going to have Kurt Barr on next hour, who's the election authority director out in St. Charles County. And early voting is already going on. Well, absentee. Early voting, I think, starts in another week or so is when the actual no excuse early voting. Like, I guess you need to lie up until now and then. But otherwise, you're going to be able to go in. But you have got so many things that are on your ballot this year. And a lot of it are just headline things. And I don't have time to cover all of it right now, but one I really wanted you to learn about is Missouri Amendment 3. You need to know what it says and, more importantly, what it means. Brian Westbrook is joining us. He is the executive director and the founder of Coalition Life. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate this.
It's so nice to have somebody in the studio. I never get people in the studio.
Oh, I love coming in the studio. It's a lot of fun.
I love this because I can actually look at you and we can have a conversation that's like normal things, and I'm not just talking on the telephone.
Well, I think some of our political opponents all want to have their debates in the basement, but let's have it face-to-face here, right?
That's right. And you're not going to get any argument from me on what you were about to talk about, because Amendment 3, to be quite frank with you, scares the hell out of me, right? So I understand where this came from, and I understand we had a lot of initiative petition reform that we talked about during the legislative session. None of that got done. Amendment 3 made it on the ballot. And some people will tell you, I guess, on their side, that the legislature went too far to the right, and this is their way of swinging it back to their version of center, my version of extreme left. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I think Amendment 3 is all about eliminating malpractice protection for any bad actors, and also sex change operations for minors without parental consent, and also with our tax dollars. And of course, it's late-term abortion in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy with absolutely no parent involvement whatsoever. So we're not just talking about abortion that's
right.
Late-term. We're talking about absolutely all reproductive health services, anything to do with the reproductive organs of males, females, and of course, children, making these decisions without their parents' knowledge.
Because I would tell you, in all the commercials that I've seen on TV or any of the pamphlets that I've seen out there, all they talk about is we're protecting a woman's right to choose and protect her body. And they call it health care for women. I don't understand how abortion is health care, right? Getting a flu shot, that's health care, right? Watching your weight, exercising, that's health care. Abortion it is in no way, shape, or form of that. But how does transgender anything have anything to do with abortion rights.
Yeah, well, we can just look at Cornell Law School, who defines reproductive health as also including anything to do with the reproductive organs, including male and female, including the breasts and any of the hormones that they might produce as well. And so when we look at this, we don't think sex change operations is good health care, but by the definition, at least by Cornell Law School and many is, across the country, that's included in reproductive health services, if you will. There's three words important, and I would tell the listeners, we need to look at the actual language. The summary statement does not talk about this at all. In fact, many groups who are supporting this sued the Secretary of State, and they rewrote the entire summary language. And so it's very deceptive when you walk into the ballot box. It's not going to talk about 90% of the issues we're going to talk about today. And so four words is important, but not limited to.
But not limited to.
But not limited to.
So and what does that mean?
Basically, it means anything to do with the reproductive organs or the reproductive systems this bill affects. And so then below that, three different times, they give full immunity to, quote, anyone assisting another person in their reproductive health care. And so what that basically means, you kind of take it even further down the rabbit trail. If you're going to the OBGYN for a normal, regular visit, and someone's mopping the floor and they're assisting you in your reproductive health and you slip and fall, there's full immunity for that person mopping the floor. If you take a taxi ride to an OBGYN office and they mess something up, if you have a C-section and the baby dies during a C-section, no medical malpractice for that.
Wow.
So they're saying that this protects miscarriage and ectopic pregnancies, but it does exactly the opposite. It protects criminals and bad actors, even sex traffickers who want to push, you know, women into abortions, or the school counselor who wants to push a child into a sex change operation. It protects them, but doesn't protect parents or the tax dollars who might be forced to pay for this stuff.
So if you look at the current Missouri law in this subject, are you allowed to have an abortion in the state of Missouri at all right now?
You're allowed to have an abortion if your physical life is in danger. Yes.
If the life of the mother is in danger.
Life of the mother is in danger.
Because I'm one of these people who believe that actually only women can have children. I know it's crazy. I know I'm an extremist, but I actually believe that only women can have babies. But can you? Is there currently a week limit of anything like that?
It is only for, you can only have an abortion in the state of Missouri if the life of the mother is actually in danger. And I've talked to OBGYNs who have had an entire career, and I've not yet once found that an abortion saves the life of a mother. Not once.
Okay.
And so it's there in law, but it's not happening because we don't need abortion to save a woman's life. Never is it the case. Instead, there's other ways that we can help them and save the life of both mom and baby, and we're going to support that effort.
So since there's no weeks, like Florida has 6 weeks, others have 12, 15, 20, we don't have any of that in our current law, correct?
Correct.
So what the other side, I guess, would tell you is this is building in that protection, their word, not mine, for someone who is in that situation. But this bill, does it have a week?
No. They
say this is the end of, once you get past this, you can't have an abortion?
Right. So this is abortion in all 9 months of pregnancy, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month of pregnancy, with no restrictions, no regulation, no licensing, no zoning, no protections whatsoever for a woman who might go in for an abortion. Nor does it require a doctor to do an abortion. Anyone who is in this vague term called healthcare professional could do an abortion for any reason at all 9 months of pregnancy.
Wait, what? You don't have to have a medical professional? A doctor doesn't have to do this?
No, it removes all licensing, all zoning. I mean, y'all just have to look at the language here. In paragraph 5, and this is why it's important to read the actual language.
It is.
In paragraph 5, nor shall any person assisting a person in exercising their right to reproductive freedom with that person's consent be penalized, prosecuted, or otherwise subject to adverse action for doing so. So it basically says you can't be penalized, prosecuted, or subjected to adverse action. And it doesn't say healthcare professional. It says a person assisting that person.
So they didn't say doctor.
They didn't.
So you don't even have medical professional.
No, you don't need you don't need a medical professional to do an abortion or, frankly, any reproductive health care in the entire state of Missouri.
Wow.
So it unregulates C-sections. It unregulates hysterectomies, vasectomies, birth control. If you go to the pharmacist and they give you the wrong birth control drugs or more or less dosage than you would like, it protects pharmaceutical companies. Anyone who is, quote, assisting you in your reproductive health care, it gives them full immunity. It is a sweeping, sweeping change. And three times it does that. We just read paragraph five, but let's go up to paragraph three. Any denial, interference, delay, or restriction of the right to reproductive freedom shall be presumed invalid. And we have to understand kind of the layers of government and layers of laws. This is a constitutional amendment. Under that is statutes and under that is regulation. And so basically they're saying in paragraph three, the government can't make any law to regulate any reproductive health care at all.
Wow.
At all. So it just wipes away all restrictions and all regulation and basically all safety standards for all reproductive health. Whether we agree on it or not on moral grounds is irrelevant here. And then you go down to paragraph six, says the government shall not discriminate against a person, again,
a person
providing or obtaining a reproductive health care or assisting another person in doing so. The word discriminate is incredibly important because the government discriminates based on bad actors versus good actors all the time. And I think it's important for us to realize that they discriminate based on where our tax dollars will go. So if the state of Missouri decides to fund any reproductive health care, they have to provide funding for all reproductive health care, including sex change operations for minors without their parents' knowledge, and also late-term abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, things that we generally would not like here in the state of Missouri. And so this three different sentences inside of this handcuff the voter. It handcuffs the legislature because they cannot pass statutes or regulations. They can't fix this. There's no fixing this once it's passed.
Right.
And so I think, you know, regardless of how you stand on the abortion issue, this destroys reproductive health care throughout the entire state of Missouri for men, women, and children.
We're talking with Brian Westbrook, who is the executive director and founder of Coalition Life. The one thing that I wanted to talk about before we leave is in paragraph eight, it says fetal viability. How is that defined in this bill?
Yeah, so fetal viability is defined as the, quote, good faith judgment of a healthcare professional. One, it doesn't say doctor, physician, physician's assistant, nurse, or anything like that. It just says healthcare professional. And that's not defined either in the bill or in the amendment or anywhere else in Missouri law currently. And so it would be up to an unelected judge to figure out what a healthcare professional is. And secondarily, it just says it's the good faith judgment. Well, you know, if I'm driving down the highway at 80 miles an hour and it should be 55 miles an hour and I get pulled over and I say, officer, I'm sorry, but I don't think I was speeding because in my, quote, good faith judgment, I wasn't speeding.
There was nobody around me. I had
right?
the highway
I mean,
all open to myself.
Right.
Come on.
Right. And that's so that's circular law.
Okay.
Right. There's no way that you can regulate or actually hold them accountable by their own, quote, good faith judgment on fetal viability. And so any idea that we're talking about fetal viability is complete lies because it gives it all to the person, quote, assisting them in reproductive health.
It feels like, and one of the reasons why I was excited that you were coming in, is this amendment just feels massively gray. Like there is an out, it seems like, for pretty much anything that you would bring up in this law, the way it's currently set. And it that's why I said it really scares the hell out of me, because I think a number of people around the country, if you do the polling and you ask, you know, what do you want? They want exceptions built into an abortion law, right? The life of a mother, rape, incest, you hear about that. President Trump was just talking about that and wanting to get those exceptions built in. There are no exceptions in this thing. I shouldn't say that. They're all the exceptions that are built into this thing. You could reasonably, because of it's very gray, make a case for anything under this law. But I know we just don't have a lot of time to go through everything that's here. But if people want to find out more, what's the best place that you can send them?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a non-biased group called mo3facts.com. They have the actual language there. They walk through the language, mo3facts.com. Or you can come to one of our events. I'm doing events across the state, coalitionlife.com/events.
Coalition. Do you have one coming up in the area soon?
I've got one tonight, and I've got, I think, Assumption Church I'll be in this evening. But my team has me all over the state. and then also our YouTube channel. So go to Coalition Life YouTube channel, and you'll find we've done a series of videos, both from attorneys and also OBGYNs, who are analyzing this in a deep way and found that this removes all medical malpractice for all reproductive health care and also allows transgender sex change operations for minors without parents' consent with our tax dollars. It's all in the language there. We just need to sit and read it.
You know, I would encourage everybody to do that. There are five, like I said, constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. Don't get caught up in the headlines. Dig into the details, because especially in Amendment 3, details matter. And they are really going to make the difference of what this issue is. And you need to understand before you walk into the voting booth what you are voting on. And that way you can at least make an informed decision. Vote whichever way you're going to vote. But I would highly encourage you to get to know the details before you do that. Brian, thank you so much for coming in the studio, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, and thank you to the listeners.
By all means. That is Brian Westbrook. He's the executive director and founder of Coalition Life. Annie is on vacation. Ethan and I are here, though, and we're going to do Ethan's version of Wiggins America. Could get really twisted really quick. We'll see where this goes. It's 97.1 FM Talk.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Wiggins America, Ethan version. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this. You know, one thing, Wiggins does not get enough credit for how difficult it is to find topics that are actually interesting every single day of the week. So kudos to Ryan for that. But, you know, I had to put my little spin on this today, Mr. Elam. Because
so it's going to be all sports we're doing?
How did you know?
I'm just going out on a limb.
Well, your limb is correct. We're going to go ahead and stick with St. Louis sports today. We're going to go through the greatest moments in St. Louis sports history.
Okay.
Listen, this was a challenge to come up with, and we only have a few minutes here, so I'm going to keep it to the top moments. But I came up with 10. We're gonna cut a couple of those out, and we're going to start with one that didn't occur that long ago, back in 2022.
Widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022.
Oh, that's goosebumps hearing
that
call.
How about that?
I get goosebumps thinking about that.
And now you've got the 703 club.
Albert Pujols, yes.
Yes.
We do. Albert hitting home runs number 699 and 700 on the same night at the end of the 2022 season. What a run there for Albert to finish out his career.
Wow.
We're going to go ahead and keep it with the Cardinals with this next one. Back in 1998, Mr. Big Mac.
Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone! There it is! 62! Touch first, Mark. You are the new single season home run king.
I remember that one.
The summer of 1998, the great home run race between McGwire and Sammy Sosa. You could argue it saved baseball.
1998.
Unbelievable.
I'm just thinking about, wow, that was, what, 26 years
ago. Did you happen to see any of those home runs that year?
I saw all of those home runs that year. Between him and Sammy Sosa, I don't think there was anything else that was actually going on that the Cardinals could Cardinal fans could have a good time watching.
You're not wrong about that. Listen, we know that they hurt us. We know that they left us. But 1999 brought a lot of memories with the greatest show on turf.
Probably the final play of the game. In regulation. It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in?
No, he cannot.
Mike Jones made the tackle. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
Now, Mike Jones.
I wasn't even alive for that.
Oh, but, I was.
But Mike Jones, perhaps the most simple name of all time, became maybe the most famous Mike Jones to ever live.
And the game right before that, the name that was huge was Ricky Prohl.
Yep.
Ricky Prohl caught that touchdown pass that put us into the Super Bowl. And then Mike Jones saves the game 6 inches from the goal line.
Not that the St. Louis Rams would have been forgettable, because there was still a lot of great memories. But if you don't have that Super Bowl win, it's going to be really easy for the NFL to just scratch away that it even happened.
Very much so.
Okay, we it would be a crime not to mention this one, because 39 years ago it happened.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2, and a home run by the Wizard.
Jack Buck. So wanted to be Jack Buck when I was growing up.
October 14th, 1985, one of the most famous calls, not only in Cardinals history, but also baseball history, and that was a fun one. Ozzie Smith, one of the many memories that he brought to St. Louis, and because we're running short, it would be a crime not to bring up this one as well. It'll be 13 years on October 28th since David Freese had his heroics in Game 6 that led the Cardinals to their most recent World Series title.
And David Freese is still eating free Emo's Pizza.
That he is indeed. Take it away, Mike.
It's Ethan and Mike filling in today on the Addie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Charlie Gasparino on the other side.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.